1888.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. Now, folks, again, welcome to the show, sonsoflibertyradio.com, if you'd like to check us out. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can check us out on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook as well, and or what you can do is follow me on my personal pages, which is Bradley Dean 1, which is a fan page, and Bradley Dean, just Bradley Dean. It's my personal website, like them both of you would. You can also go to Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. That's Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible. Friends, we just found out that the phone lines that we made accessible, what was it, on Monday, we found out that they actually, instead of making them accessible, they shut the lines down. This is their problem, but we have to pay the bill. And it becomes our problem because we want to make sure that you can call in. And then we had one of our friends call yesterday from Florida, and it was such a bad reception that, well, we had it go in the back room where the producers are and smack the side of the head of Chase. And I don't know how that worked out, but I think hopefully we're on the same page now. But anyways, phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Chase, we just made you known. I mean, you are now...
Okay. The fact that we smacked him.
Totally.
We use a very large paddle we keep aside for just these sorts of situations.
It's called the converter.
Yeah.
See, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul.
That's right.
So we use a stick here. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my pretty little princess?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And you know what else I just thought of? The fact that those folks that get to watch you on the video stream,
yes,
they get to see all that air drumming that normally those listeners don't get to see, is all that good air drumming. So we'll keep that going for you guys. Also, want to say we had a great reaction from your My War documentary series that said, sat down to watch the first video, ended up watching all five straight through, gripping and jaw-dropping, would describe my reaction. Want my adult kid to see this as well. Good, strong work, uncompromised truth. That was from Jackie. And then we had, well, I want to say, if you want to get that documentary series, the My War documentary series, you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio and click the shop button, and you can find that right there. Every household in America should have one of those. Also, wanted to read you some more student responses that we had from our recent college that we did in North Carolina. One of the responses said, I didn't know that even though our government says there is to be separation between religion and state, Moses and the Ten Commandments are basically on top of every political building in the United States. Yes, Moses and the Ten Commandments are on top of the Supreme Court, right where they should be.
Yeah.
I wish they'd read Exodus chapter 20.
Well, they might want to go inside of the building, too, and find that they've actually had preachers open up in prayer since 1777. And how does the Supreme Court adjourn? God save the U.S.
That's right. Yes. I wish they would practice some of that preaching over there. Another response we had said they pointed out many things that I didn't realize about the Bible and our government. I didn't realize how closely connected God and the political system was. These are college students, as you brought up before. They made me think differently than I normally did, and I learned so much in the little time that we had with them. I would recommend any and everyone to hear them speak. That's the reaction from the Sons of Liberty Radio folks. If you guys want to book an event with Bradley Dean of the Sons of Liberty, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio and go to bookings. You can go ahead and book an event. We'd love to come to your area. We're looking at being back in North Carolina. We just did an event in Wisconsin last week and scheduling out for more events coming up here very shortly. Also, want to leave you here with a gold nugget from the Dean that says this: a foolish physician he is, and a most unfaithful friend that will let a sick man die for fear of troubling him. And cruel wretches we are to our friends that would rather suffer them to quietly go to hell than we will anger them or haphazard our reputation with them. That's a gold nugget from the Dean on Facebook. So if you are not yet friends with Bradley on Facebook, I encourage you to do so. You'll always get those encouraging words.
Now, that quote came from Richard Baxter.
I was just going to say that came from Richard Baxter.
In saying that, too, as well, Charles Spurgeon used to look to Richard Baxter as a, you know, a teacher of some sort. I don't want to say a guru, but he did look at him as a role model for the Christian walk in every sense of the word. And who could, I mean, that's got to be a high honor when you have Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, actually seeking out advice from you, or, you know, the advice that you could possibly give unto a man like Charles Spurgeon. Again, that's second to none.
Absolutely. Boy, if Charles Spurgeon's looking to you, you definitely have to have it going on.
Honey, you know what? The only thing we're missing around here is crackers, so we could spread some of your cheese on
them. You know, I think the Daughters of Liberty are really, I think everyone's in anticipation to see me on the video link, too. I kind of like to be incognito off on the side, kind of keep the anticipation up. And one of these days, I'm going to pop my head over to your side, and they're going to see the pretty princess in person.
Now, and when you do that, are they still going to want to listen to us, though? That's the real question.
I think our ratings are going to go through the roof.
Really?
Absolutely.
as a positive or as a negative?
Oh, totally a positive.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to make sure. Video feed up for Sons and Daughters of Liberty, members only. They can check that out. Friends, if you'd like to be a part of the Sons of Daughters or Sons and Daughters of Liberty, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also give us a call at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747 for more information. Ask for Chase when you give us a call. Ask for Chase. I'm kind of getting that. This is Chase. You know, I've got that little kind of.
And why are we asking for Chase?
Well, because they want to be sons and daughters of liberty.
Oh, yes.
I think
of course.
Well, isn't that what you're trying to lead people on to?
I'm just wondering why they were going to
him. You want
them
to be a part of the family here.
Right, okay, right? Yep, Chase. You can talk to Chase, that's right.
Okay, and then maybe what we can do is we can get him on the video, too, so they can see Chase.
I think Chase can do some highlights of some products we have going on.
I do, too.
I
really do. Friends, check us out online, though. Do, please. Take the time to do that. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, as we continuously throw out there to you, our listeners, 6 days a week, listen, if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going to. And the bottom line is it goes much further than just telling you what the problems are, friends. Once we get an understanding of who we are and where we came from, then and only then can we go forward and win the day. And that's why it's so important, friends, when we're on the radio, again, 6 days a week, sharing as to what's taking place in your country, namely for the younger generation and the older generation and the in-between. So, friends, what we're trying to do is we're doing our best to bridge the gap between the older and the younger generation. But, again, it makes no sense at all if we don't know our foundations. And what did Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States, rightly say? The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Again, let me say it again. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you scripture right on top of that. But last week, friends, actually it was just at the beginning of this week, we were talking about Saul Alinsky's 12 Rules for Radicals. And, well, we see this administration at it again and again and again and again. They attack, they attack, they attack, because they're encouraged, they're encouraged, they're encouraged to do what they're doing because no one's putting a stop to it. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and I know how important a great smile is in business and with loved ones. Having a great smile will increase the odds that your loved ones will get closer to you, and in business, that you'll impress that client. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try Power Swabs. What makes Power Swabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strip or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-671-4919. That's 1-800-671-4919. I guarantee your friends and co-workers will notice your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-671-4919. That's 1-800-671-4919.
Oh, I love this. This is good stuff, friends. Right before the break, I had said that President Andrew Jackson said that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Of course it is. And when I take it to Scripture, you can see exactly where he derived that information from. His name is Jesus Christ. He said, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock." That's a republic. We're ruled by law, not by opinion. We're a republic, not a democracy. Correct? True that. "And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." Why? Because, again, we're not ruled by opinion. We're ruled by law. An empire of laws, said the second president of the United States, John Adams. "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell." Democracy. "And great was the fall of it, and it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine." In other words, he says, if you do what I tell you to do, you're going to be in a good place. And when the storms and the floods come, you ain't moving, as long as you're willing to stand up and fight for what has been given unto you. But if you think someone else is going to do it for you, and the rain comes and the floods come and the wind blows, it's going to beat upon that house, but that house is going to fall. That's why our forefathers warned us of democracy. And again, we talked about this last week, friends. I'm not trying to resurrect this topic today. But I just think it's important that when we look at Scripture, we can see where our forefathers continuously derived their information from, their doctrine, their principles. So, in saying that, just the other day, I believe it was on Monday, we were talking about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Revolution, Rules for Radicals. And then all of a sudden we were paying attention to the fact that President Barack Hussein Obama on 2008, the eve of 2008, said that he wanted to fundamentally transform the United States of America. Well, let's take it a step further, because we already talked about Saul Alinsky and how he praised Lucifer, and we know that Barack Hussein Obama is actually a disciple of Saul Alinsky. Keep in mind what I said, friends. He praised Lucifer, Saul Alinsky did. And of course, Barack Hussein Obama knows as well that Saul Alinsky was a Chicago organizer because that's exactly what he was. The sweetest sound that I know is the Muslim call to prayer. Listen to what I said. The sweetest sound I know is the Muslim call to prayer. Barack Hussein Obama. The sweetest sound I know is the Muslim call to prayer. Wow. And they're calling you a terrorist. You know, after September 11th, remember, we've been told, we've been inundated, we've been bombarded with the fact that we're under attack from a foreign enemy. Yet that's all we had to do is go to James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, to find out what he had said about those that come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, because he understood, because they cut themselves off from a tyrant named King George. Friends, there's nothing new under the sun. There really isn't. He's the guy, James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, that fought off a tyrant. He knew his methodology. He knew his ideology. And it was James Madison that said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. First, we had the Unpatriot Act. It's the act of tyranny. It upends your Constitution, friends. We were told we were under a Muslim threat, radical Muslims. Now, what, 10, 11, 12, 13 years later, now all of a sudden it's not the Muslims, now it's you. Oh, that's right. But friends, let me ask you something, because I'm going to interject exhortation and edification to the obedient in Christ. The Chinese use two brushstrokes to write the word crisis. One brushstroke stands for danger, the other for opportunity. In a crisis, be aware of the danger, but recognize the opportunity. Recognize the opportunity. Friends, when you're a Christian, faith overcomes the world. Just ask David. I said, just ask David. Why would I say just ask David? Well, who would know better than David? He's the guy that went up to the face of Goliath. Well, Goliath was defying the armies of the living God. And he went out to the field and tried to figure out why everybody was standing there allowing Goliath to defy the armies of the living God. There sits Saul, petrified of Goliath. There sits the armies of Israel, petrified, scared to death to the very bone of Goliath, who's defaming and defiling the armies of the living God. But here comes David. And David said, is there not a cause? Remember little David, the one that was out in the field that was raised up as he beat off the bear and beat off the lion? He killed them both? See, because God was raising him up out in the sheep cot. Leading the sheep and protecting the sheep. Oh, friends, not what you see today. No, not from these hirelings today that open the doors for the wolves to come through and devour the sheep. No, those aren't the true shepherds at all. David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, not the arm of the flesh, which that man is cursed. Of whom shall I be afraid? David said. Now listen carefully. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came up to eat my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this I will be confident. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. He said, and now shall mine head be lifted up above my enemies round about. Therefore I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing. Yeah, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hey friends, I just told you that he was surrounded by the enemies of God. His foes. Yet David, in all of his crisis, didn't look at it as only danger. He knew where to go, friends. He called upon the God of Israel. Israel means God's fighter. He called upon the man of war. He called upon him who blew with the blast of his nostrils, spread the sea and split the sea, that the children of Israel might go through. Oh, friends, let me remind you of something. Yes, it was God that brought them to the shore through the leading of the Holy Ghost through Moses, where they were trapped in three different ways. That was God as well. Oh, in thy afflictions, Lord, thou hast taught me. Oh, in thy afflictions, Lord, thou hast taught me thy statutes. Thou hast taught me how to trust you in the most uncomfortable places known to mankind. Yes. So you don't trust in yourself. So you look up. So you breathe prayer unto me so I can answer. But Bradley, everything is, it's to the point of just complete. There's no hope. It's hopelessness. That's all I see. It's oppression. It's fear. I know all the fruits of a nation that are under the judgments of God. And a nation that's under the judgments of God are under the judgments of God because they've left off their God. So we can look at this as an opportunity to get back to our Heavenly Father, or we can give our power and our strength through fear and oppression over to a tyrant that says, the sweetest sound I know is the Muslim call to prayer. Well, let me tell you something, brother from another mother in the White House, this ain't a Muslim nation. There's no debate. Hey folks, when you go to Washington, D.C., this is why we have foreigners from all over the world come to America. They want to know what made America great, and they find out right when they land in Washington, D.C., because they begin to see my Father everywhere. Now mine head shall be lifted up above my enemies. Friends, how are you looking at danger? Are you looking at crisis as a danger or as an opportunity? We need to start to look at it as an opportunity so we can win the day, but only in the name of Jesus Christ. Be right back after this. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
The Sons of Liberty. Friends, do consider supporting this ministry. Keep us out there. Keep us busy. Just got back out from the East Coast doing a tour. I don't know how many events we did in literally 7 days, friends. 20 hours there, 20 hours back. But the impact was second to none. As well, you heard the first segment, Stephanie reading off the referrals from the students, college professors, teachers, tea partiers, preachers, the flock, and the such. If you'd like to support this ministry, please do. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Friends, right before the break, I was actually talking about Barack Hussein Obama and how we're to look at crisis. Are we looking at it as it being too dangerous? Which it can be dangerous, friends, but are we looking at it and recognizing it as an opportunity as well? Remember, this is the guy that said, the sweetest sound that I know is the Muslim call to prayer. And I brought you over to David in Psalm 27, and David is the guy that said, hey, listen, I just want you guys to understand something here. Though a host should encamp against me, and my heart shall not fear, though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident. So you're telling me that a spiritual man looked at war as an opportunity to dispossess God's enemies from before him? Exactly. Exactly. Friends, I don't care how many comments, how many denials that we're a Christian nation, how many times he's going to omit God out of the Declaration of Independence, our Creator. I don't care what he does, but he is going to be ruled by we the people, because he derives his just powers from the consent of we the governed, who are ruled by God, regardless if he likes it or not. Though he should have been impeached the first week, no question about it. And do your homework, friends. You'll find that Machiavelli was destroyed for lack of impeachment. David was confident when his enemies rose up against him. Who was he confident in? He was confident in God. Christians were confident in the Christ because knowing the cross, we understand the power of God unto salvation. Without the cross, we don't know the power of God unto salvation. So the difference between one that bears his cross and one that doesn't bear his cross, first of all, there's no change. Secondly, there's no power. It's when you bear the cross and you go through the process. You can read the book of Psalms. You can see David beaten down to the ground over and over and over again. But then you see him stand up and rejoice in his God. His strength, his power, the horn of his salvation, his high fortress. He who maintained him and his cause and his right. What do we see in America today? Deuteronomy 28:36 says, "The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known." Folks, there's nothing upright about this individual sitting in the White House or his administration. Oh, and don't think it just came about, friends. No, you're looking at Clinton's administration, America's biggest drug dealer, Bill Clinton was. 2013, the New York Times reports that John Kerry announced $250 million in U.S. aid to Egypt, to the Muslims. An effort by Mr. Morsi and Muslim Brotherhood movement to dominate Egyptian politics. Friends, do also keep in mind, when you go over to Egypt and you talk to some of these people, I've seen footage, I've seen reviews, I've seen interviews. Folks, these people know over there that the Muslim Brotherhood is a political tool that's being used by those that are trying to create a new world order. So before we start hating on our brothers, what we should do, and I've said this before, but we do need to do this, those that are creating these wars, these world leaders, we need to take them and throw them in the ring. Let them battle it out. So the innocent don't have to die with their stupidities. When you go to Deuteronomy 28, you can see that there's 14 to 15 blessings and there's 55 curses. The American church is still, obviously, the professed church is still walking through the fact that we're being blessed and we're highly favored. God's kids are always going to be highly favored. But what cross, what stage are we in judgment right now? And you can see that verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept when you read Leviticus 26. Because you'll see that God takes judgment in stages. If you don't listen to me here, this is what's going to happen next. If you don't listen to me here, this is what's going to happen next. It's exactly what we're seeing today. But we also have the professed church in America sitting there saying, "Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord." No, the blessings of the Lord will overtake those that keep his commandments. Can you imagine a bunch of cops that didn't enforce the laws in our country? What would be the outcome, friends? It would be anarchy, chaos. Yep, that's exactly what the church has been preaching since 1960. Lawlessness. And they act accordingly too, by the way, friends. 2013, Obama salutes Muslim Americans and hosts a Ramadan dinner at the White House. 2013, the U.S. House of Representatives opens with a Muslim imam's prayer. Deuteronomy 28:43-50. "The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young." Interesting points. I actually pulled up a post from one of our friends, and it had a picture of a beautiful little girl over in the Middle East. Had a picture of her with a smile on her face. The next picture was her where the Muslims actually cut her physical heart out of her body. And so what they were doing is they were submitting to the fear that was being promulgated on them. By the way, this is all political maneuverments. This is propaganda to put the American people into fear concerning the Muslims. We're not ruled by fear, friends. We're ruled by God in faith of Christ that overcomes the world. I'm made more than a conqueror through him who loved me. I can do all things through Christ. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. David didn't punk out, and neither should you. Never take counsel from your fears, friends. But this little picture, you know, this little beautiful girl with her heart ripped out. I said to my wife, I said, that's interesting because they're taking these pictures from the Middle East. They're bringing them over here. And then here's the professed church talking about how the end is near. The end is near because of this little girl's heart was literally cut out. It was terrible. It was, I couldn't even, I mean, you are dealing with some sick-minded people, radicals to no end. But I say the people that tolerate this kind of stuff are just as radical because when I look in America, I know that today 4,000 babies a day in America alone in the womb will be literally ripped from limb to limb. And the end is near now because of a little girl over in the Middle East that had her heart cut out. And the same people that are actually promulgating this fear on the American people are the ones that are sitting down doing nothing in America to stop abortion in their own backyard. It's called confusion of faith, friends. It's called hypocrisy. Open your eyes. Stop it here before you stop it there. That's why missionaries humor me oftentimes. They're so willing to go over to a foreign country from America to preach a gospel that they don't have guts to preach to the American people to. They preach a gospel there because they want to be treated like a rock star. But they can't do it here because they don't have the internal fortitude or the power of the Holy Spirit residing within them. And by the way, he is a consuming fire. And those that have been born in the fire know exactly what I'm talking about. Those that have been born in the fire, you don't settle for the smoke. The stupidity, friends, that I see in this country is incredible to me, especially from these people. But it's what I dealt with before I got saved. No one ever took the time to tell me what was right and what was wrong. No one ever loved me enough to tell me no except my Heavenly Father through trials and tribulations, through me knocking my head up against the wall 50,000 times. But friends, what I'm talking about right now is what the Chinese use for the word crisis. Is it an opportunity or is it danger, friends? Because if you still have the freedom to do the right things and you still have the freedom to right the wrongs, then that means that God is still shedding his grace upon you and bestowing mercy upon you to see how you'll respond to his commandments. If you love him or no. Deuteronomy 13. What happens to a people that actually love God enough to obey him, his judgments, his statutes? They experience the God by turning crisis into an opportunity to win our freedom as in times past, like somebody did for us. Hey, friends, listen to this one. Deuteronomy 28, verse 7. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and they shall flee before thee seven ways. Did you hear that from the pulpit this week? The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and they shall flee before thee seven ways. If it wasn't true, friends, why is this administration attacking your Christian heritage more than any other administration since? Yeah, that makes sense, yeah? Yeah, I thought so. Folks, you got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Wow. 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 Friends, I'm talking to those that are actually watching me on this video. Even during the breaks. Something going on. I'm always striving for more. The presence of God. Psalm 15. Psalm 24. Who can ascend to the hill of the Lord? That's where we want to go, friends, right? We're created for that very purpose. I've been talking about crisis, and how are you looking at crisis? Are you looking at it as it being dangerous, or are you looking at it as it being a opportunity? It's up to America. It really is. Here, listen to this, friends. E.M. Bounds, he was a preacher during the Civil War. Listen to what he said. He said, by the mouth of the prophet Hanani, God once declared the following message to Asa, the king of Judah, who at one time had been true to him but had lost his faith because of success and material prosperity. Oh. How many people go to God? Lord, I've been told that, you know, if I give my money, then this is what you're going to give me back. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, your faith is sufficient, your grace is sufficient, your favor is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Hey, friends, when you read in Scripture, Jehovah Jireh, and you're praying and singing to the Lord and saying, your grace is sufficient for me. Remember, that was an altar that Abraham actually placed after he was told to go sacrifice his son, Abraham, his son Isaac. There's always a cross experience, is there not? success and material prosperity, when we go to God for those very things, God already knows all the well, friends. That's the very things that's going to push you away from Him. You want to be blessed so you don't have to come to Him anymore? Who would want kids like that? Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy. You know, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then. Not seek God's hand and ask Him for prosperity and ask Him for material possessions. No, no, no. He'll take care of that. Remember the sparrows? He takes care of them. Remember the grass? The lilies of the field? He takes care of them. But look at this. Where did this king, Asa, get in trouble? He lost faith in God because of success and material prosperity. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards Him. Listen carefully in context the rest of that scripture. Herein hast thou done foolishly, therefore from henceforth you shall have wars. Why shall you have wars? Because you have left off your first love. God heard Asa's prayers in early life, but because he had given up the life of prayer and simple faith, disaster and trouble came. He left off as God. Hey, listen to me, friends. You have a foreigner saying this: the sweetest sound that I know is the Muslim call to prayer. What, you don't think that's a little radical? You don't think that's a little radical for a professed Christian president to put his hand in the Bible, to swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and then he goes back to the White House and then he interchanges your enemies, and then he's found out to have said, the sweetest sound I know is the Muslim call to prayer? You're either going to be ruled by the Lord of Lords and the God of Gods and the King of Kings, or you're also going to be ruled by the God of the people. Why? Because I said so? No, because God said so. America needs to stand up and reclaim what is rightfully hers, because if foreign Muslims, in this particular case, are going to migrate into America, the church should look at this as an opportunity. Listen to this. You should look at this as an opportunity for all these illegal immigrants that are being pushed down your throat, pushed across your borders into America illegally by this criminal in the White House, and these Muslims that are attempting to come in through the Trojan horse. Hey, folks, if they're going to come, then the church should be looking at this as an opportunity as well to win these people to Jesus Christ. Hey, the missionaries go overseas to win these people to Jesus Christ. Let's get all the American missionaries and bring them back home and let them win them in our backyards. Because if we don't stand up and do something about the issue and call upon the name of God and Jesus Christ, that's exactly what's going to happen. But by that time, it's probably going to be too late. But that's up to you. If the church responds to God's commandments, it will succeed. You'll succeed only when you give God your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. No other way. You can't fool Him. You don't want to fool Him. So, friends, how are you going to respond to this administration? Are you going to look at the crisis we are facing as danger or as an opportunity to take your country back? Because when reflecting upon the 237 years of our republic, one has to ask himself, how less than 3% of the population established this country, along with 56 signers who laid down their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors to establish this city set on a hill known and called America. I'll tell you what, when you begin to study out the generals of God, the men of old, it is a different gospel, friends, because God showed up without fail. I've been telling my wife for years, if I'm not fasting and I'm not praying, I'm not in the Word for 6 to 10 hours a day, I get in trouble. Well, Asa was told by the prophet Hanani the same thing. He lost his faith because of success and material prosperities. That's not so much my situation. It's the due diligence. It's the fervency. It's the fire. It's the striving. It's the pressing into the kingdom of God. Remember, Scripture tells us the violent take it by force. Remember, Jesus gives the analogies of importunity. Listen to this. This is E.M. Bounds. I totally get it. I totally understand it. Hey, George Washington said that the soul of an army is discipline. Is it not in the church? Of course it is. In Romans 15:30, we have the word strive in the request that Paul made for prayers for his work. Folks, you don't have a prayer life. You're not born of the Spirit. It's just that simple. Paul said, now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Oh, Bradley, not everything's a warfare. Bradley, not everything's a war. Why don't you tell that to Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament? Was it for him? Absolutely it was. Every step of the way. As a matter of fact, when you want to understand Scripture for what it says rather than what you think it says, you might want to study out David, because when Uzzah was going forward, pushing the Ark of God to bring it to the next place to rest, that every 6 feet there was a sacrifice. Oh, all these preachless, crossless preachers of the day. These husbands, these wives that are crossless, and they wonder why they're having to maintain everything in life. Because it's yours, not God's. When it's God's, then it becomes yours. Remember, Charles Spurgeon rightly said, when you put anything before God, rest assured, God will kill it. Oh, that's just, again, too hard. No. It's not too hard, friends. It's true. It's a harsh reality. But we're created to love our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. There's nothing weird about it. It's natural. Whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life, crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. John Calvin said that. Something wrong with Calvin? Something wrong with Paul? Something wrong with Jesus who died the death of the cross? Something wrong with the disciples? 11 of them being martyred? Oh, Bradley, not everything's a warfare! No, again, it's surreal to you, but it's real to those that are in the battle. It's like when you parallel a historian with a veteran. A historian talks like he knows more than the veteran does, yet when you talk to the veteran, he's meek, he's humble. But I'll tell you what, he doesn't play. I remember Lieutenant Spears said something, 101st Airborne, he had said this, until you realize that you're already dead, you're not going to be able to function as a soldier. D.L. Moody rightly said this, friends. If the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. If the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. So what is it about? It's about people. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what I do, and I will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.